This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Look who's back in town. Ben and Woods and Paulie. So happy to be here. Happy Monday to you. We are back. My headphones already sound weird. It sounds weird in my head. This is how we're going to start the new year off. Very hollow and tinny. But that's all right. Well, I'll power through. That's my resolution. I'm just going to power through stuff in the year 2025. It's good to be back, man. Good to see you boys. Everyone's smiling. I'm a little nervous. I will say I'm a little nervous. I haven't done this in a while. So we will shake the rust off and get right back into it. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer and the imaging director of the station. Hello, Paulie. Good
morning. Hey, how are you?
Doing great, buddy. How was the break?
Break was outstanding.
It was so outstanding, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. I am recharged, refreshed.
That must be nice.
Ready to go.
That must be really nice. Really, really nice. Benjamin R. Higgins.
I'm sensing a story or seven.
Your friendly neighborhood sports anchor joins us. Well, are you feeling recharged and refreshed?
Pretty recharged and refreshed, even though somehow I managed to work more than half of the days of our break anyway, but it was nice to sleep in for a few days. I'm really excited to be back, though. I think when you said everyone's smiling, I have the biggest smile. I am happy. I am excited to be back and looking forward to 2025 with some same things and some new things this year. In fact, we already heard one of the new things this morning.
What was that?
It wasn't Wednesday, and we had our Wednesday open today.
Yes, that's going to be our standard open the year through. It just makes sense. It puts us in a good mood, and I think all the tier ones enjoy it as well. When you guys say you're recharged and refreshed, so you did say you got to sleep in a little bit. Did you sleep in?
I did.
To what? To when?
7:30.
You are kidding me.
Almost every single day.
I was up
7-8 o'clock.
I was up right between now. 3 and 5. Every day. Every single day. Every single day of vacation. And there was one morning I was up working at 3 o'clock in the morning, firing off emails. I can't stand it. And so I don't feel recharged. I also had two kids to entertain every single day. I played more football in the street and basketball and baseball. Open Christmas presents. I mean, it was. There's a lot of drinking from a fire hose. I did. Somebody put this on Instagram last night. I had to share it to my story because my kids are going back to school today, and it says, I can't get my glasses on. It basically says, getting your kid ready for school after a long break is like preparing someone who's been in jail for 30 years to re-enter society. Yeah, like Red at the grocery store. Bathroom break, boss. You can go to the bathroom whenever you want. You don't have to ask me. You just go. I don't care when you go take a leak. Please. I'm begging you. So, yeah, we're trying to get them ready, and they're just dreading it and, you know, making lunches and all that stuff again. But this is a bit of a respite to come in here this morning. So anything exciting happen on the break for either of you guys?
I got to, I anchored the news a couple of times last week.
Is that a got to or a had to?
It's more of a had to. It's they were down a few,
several
you know, starters,
people.
And so they had to call to the bullpen. And it went really smooth on both of the days. New Year's Eve I did, and then New Year's Day, unfortunately, was the day of the terror attack in New Orleans.
That was
super
fun.
I had to anchor the entire newscast surrounding just an unspeakable tragedy that happened that day, which obviously is not fun, but I got to put on my serious news face for a little while.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because that's not a fun story to cover. But there's something, if that's your job, that's, I don't want to say it's cool. That's kind of the wrong word to use.
Yeah, it's not the right word, but it's
but you know
it's
what
certainly,
I'm saying? Like, it's like,
gets the adrenaline flowing a little bit. Yeah.
It's almost like, and honor is probably not the right word either, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm.
It's a tough wrinkle.
I was trusted with the responsibility of a big moment.
There's a little bit of, like, pride to, like, all right, I want to do the best I can here. This isn't, oh, so-and-so has the record for the most lights on a Christmas tree. Let's go out to OB. Like,
I think about it like when somebody notable in town that we cover maybe passes away or something like that.
There's a responsibility.
It's like you got to reach out to their friends, like people close to them. Hey, can you come on our show? And we want to remember this person.
It's weird, man.
You feel dirty, but it's not a inherently bad thing.
No, it's weird. When Kobe died and we had
Jelani McCoy
sitting in here telling us stories, there's a part of me that was like, I feel so icky, but it's also like it's kind of part of the job. So.
I think I remember that was a super good example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where I had a text. I remember I texted him. I just said,
just like, oh god.
Like, bro, it was the day after.
Yes,
I think he passed away on a Sunday, and it was that next
That's
Monday.
Right. It was a Monday.
And we were just like, hey man, like I know everyone's like freaking out and trying to figure this all out.
I know
out
you
together.
Lost your buddy.
Do you want to come talk about your friend?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they know you mean well.
Of course. It does feel a little gross, though. But this one, you went in and knocked it out of the park, Benny. My vacation was, honestly, it was pretty great. And for the first time, I think, in a long time, I'm not going to say I'm not happy to be here. I'm fired up to be back. But I wasn't running, screaming from the house. You know what I mean? Like, I got to get out of here. They're driving me crazy. I really enjoyed spending time with my family.
Well, remember, Woods is the guy who cut his paternity leave short to come back to work.
Like a week short. Like that.
Well, Woods, you get another week. We're coming back. We're ready to get back to work.
I'm not needed. I don't provide milk. And so you don't need me here. Like, I don't need to be here. My guys are dying right now in the air. I need to be there. She understood. And I do feel like I don't feel rested and refreshed. I just feel happy. I had a really good time. I'll tell you, man, our trip to Texas to see my family was.
You look like you had a lot of fun.
Dude. My parents are probably listening and watching right now. And this is no offense to them, but it's the first time I ever teared up leaving home. It's like, hey, well, A, look where we live. Look what my job is. I got to get back. I got to get this going. There was a real pull for me to stay and be with them based on, you know, things that have happened with my mom, her health over this year, my dad's health over this year. My boys' cousins, my brother's kids were there. Those four played. Such love between them, and it was really special. The barbecue didn't hurt that we had three times. It did not hurt at all. I got to play golf with my dad and my brother. Hannah drove the cart. It was just a really fun time with my family. So when I left, my dad put his arms around me and said, I'm so proud of you. That's it for me. I'm done. That is the genesis of everything I ever wanted was my dad to be proud of me. So when he told me, I'm walking out the door to the car like tears, Bo's weeping in the back seat. And we had a really smooth, seamless trip. I don't have any stories about travel. Travel was a breeze. I've seen people online going nuts about the travel. We got in. We got out. It was 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes to wait in the security line. Flights left on time. Checked our bag. Like, we didn't have to check bags. It was scarily easy.
I got lucky, too. I went and visited my buddy Scott in Henderson, Las Vegas, and no problems with the flights. I was worried about the fog. That we had so many delays in San Diego these last couple of weeks, but no security. It was the day after Christmas that I left and got in quickly, got there fast. Bags were there. Really simple.
Yeah.
Got back on a Sunday morning. It was still not bad at the airport at all. I even got to do one of those chair massages at the airport.
Oh, you did one?
Yeah.
$5, 20, right?
Actually, it was free with my like club card that I get in the mail or
your
something.
Your Las Vegas pervert card?
Well, no. Oh. I think it works in other airports as well.
Feed in one of those.
Zero-G, 25-minute chair massage.
Those are legit. Those are legit. I told you. I almost got one at the fair one year. I was selling Hannah. She's like, hey, moron. It's like $5,000.
Yeah. I'm
like,
they sell them at Costco if you're really interested.
I'm like,
now.
But we can pay it off for over 5 years. Yeah, then we're going to end up paying $25,000 for it. I wanted it so bad, dude, to just sit, like feeding the kids. Sitting there, like it rolls up your hand.
Yeah, it's all the way up your back, your arms. It does the whole thing. I've never done one of those before.
Dude, they're so good. They're so good. Well, we certainly ended 2024 here on the program with, I mean, look, I don't want to take my own pants off here. We crushed the Christmas and holiday extravaganza.
So did the tier ones.
The tier ones. Amazing. Just killed it. It was,
God, that was fun.
One of our best shows we've ever done. There weren't any lulls. It was all laughs. It was good stuff. I think, Paulie, what was the final total that we raised for Lucky Duck?
Final total, we had the goal of $5,000, which we blew through that in about an hour.
Two hours and a half. Yeah.
We finished, and it's still technically live. If you want to go back and find the link on our social media channels, you can still donate. But we raised, right now, as of today, $13,225.
That's all you guys out there listening, man. And you know, I just can't thank you enough for your support in it. And it was so much fun. The show really did not lag. I laughed so much. We made Ben so uncomfortable. We could probably bring that song back at some point if you wanted to. Might be able to do that.
No.
Yeah. We
had nothing but time.
We laughed. Ben's costume, dressed as Todd in the workout gear. I mean, I looked at the pictures 100 times. So we ended there. And from there, went home that day. And Bo wanted to play in the street, so we played in the street. We had a great time. Then I had, the next night, I had a Seals game. And was doing a home game for the Seals. And something happened to me that's never happened to me, ever, in the booth.
I have not heard this story.
No.
And I am dying. I'm dying to find out what happened to you.
Do you want me to tell it here?
This is more than 2 weeks ago. Now, we're going to take a timeout.
All right, time it out.
We're going to get Kelly's traffic. Oh. We'll come back. We'll get Woods' story.
Well, I'll tell you, I had over the break, two of the worst nights of my life, bar none.
And we will set the menu, and you should probably pay attention because there are some subtle changes for the Ben and Woods schedule. On a morning-by-morning basis that we'll let you know about. Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
No, Woods sometimes has a tendency to be a little melodramatic.
A little bit.
But I also know you have experience with some bad days in the past.
Yeah.
So when you say you had a bad night.
Two
bad nights.
Two horrific nights over the break. Two horrific nights.
I know you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. And it started the day after we got off the air, and I went to, if you don't know, we have a box lacrosse team in town, the NLL, the National Lacrosse League, the San Diego Seals. Saw a lot of you out there this past Saturday night. So I had two games to work while we were off. No big deal. Love doing it. It's such a great time, a great team, really good team. So I go to work the game. And everything's fine. Now, you guys know, like, there'd been some crud going around. I'd had a couple of kids that had both lost their lunch a couple times, one in the middle of the night in my room. Bo got it the next day. So, you know, you're just kind of waiting, and you're hearing everyone going, this, like, little flu, 24-hour flu is going around. So I go down to the sports arena, and I have, I think, probably my best first half on the mic that I ever have. Energy was great. We were off the air. I didn't have to worry about anything. I could just focus on the Seals. And I was getting after it and blah, blah, blah. So we get to halftime. I go to the bathroom. I come back. I sit down. And I go, I feel a little bit out of sorts. And I'm like, all right, just fight through it. You're fine. We got a half left. And then the walls start closing in. And I get hot. And the guy sitting next to me that does the clock, LL, my buddy, looks at me and goes, dude, you're green right now. Now, mind you, once I'm in the box, the only time I can leave the penalty box is at halftime. So when I have to pee in the first quarter, I'm holding it. I literally have my hand in my pocket. I'm holding it. But this was different. This wasn't number one. This was vomit.
Oh, boy.
And I'm sitting in the box, and I go, oh, God. Now, you guys have come to many games. Have you ever seen me sitting down doing PA in the penalty box?
No, you are always standing, very engaged with what's going on.
Usually leaning up, looking through the glass, really into it. So I'm standing in there, and I go, I got to sit down.
Excuse me.
So I sit down, and there's a game going on around me, and I can't focus. And then the old brain starts working, and you're like, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up in here. There's not a hole in there. There's not a way to leave. There, I had one guy put a cold bottle of water on the back of my neck, my sweet producer, Chris. LL is rubbing my back. Like, are you okay? And I'm just sitting there. I'm looking at the ground going, I'm going to throw up in the penalty box. And no one can leave. Nobody can leave. We're trapped there. I cannot run out in the middle of a game to vomit. I can't go throw up on the carpet. I can't run to the bathroom. I can't climb the wall. Nothing. I sat there, Benny. I had my backpack open. I was going to vomit into my backpack at the Seals game. And I don't know what it was, but LL freaked me out. He's like, dude, it's your blood pressure, man. I've seen this before. I'm like, my blood pressure? I'm going to have a heart attack? So I brought my backpack today, and I kid you not. So I got through it. But the bummer was it was such a close game in the fourth quarter. We only lost by 2 goals. Here's your PA guy that's paid to get the team fired up. Here's me. Seals ball. Georgia ball. Good shot, guys. Keep it up. I couldn't. Oh. I could barely talk because if I – and when I would put let's go Seals. Defense. And I – when I put the mic to my mouth, the metal taste was what was making me partly retch. So before this game that I worked on Saturday
– You brought
a
yeah.
– I brought a legitimate
– A barf bag.
A barf bag, just in case. Because guess what happened the day of Saturday? This past Saturday, I'm sitting there going, I feel fine. I'm not nauseous or anything, but like, I should be prepared in case I get in. I started to dome myself out. I go, you're going to throw up. You will throw up tonight. So be prepared. I had anti-nausea medicine. I had this barf bag because if I had to throw up or do something, I can't leave. The walls started to close in on me. It was awful, dude.
Now, I went to the game.
Yep.
This one. You were fine. You were great. You sounded fantastic. Seals came back with a big win. You sounded perfect.
I felt good.
God, I wish I had audio from that first game, though.
Oh, Paulie. I mean, literally. Let's go, Seals. Come on, boys. Go get it.
Louder.
Louder. It was horrible. Junior says, it sounds like witchcraft. I felt like somebody put a spell on me. Now, so that was Saturday. Fast forward a couple days. I get through it, go home, feel fine. Never actually vomited. We get to Christmas Eve as a family. Go to my mother-in-law's house for Christmas Eve. Now we do the white elephant gift exchange. And we draw the numbers and the whole thing, and there's about 25 of us. And my wife and I we're the MCs. So she brings the karaoke machine. We've got the mics. We're like, let's keep it moving here. Penalties for what are you taking 40 minutes to pick a present for? Pick your present and move on. Nobody knows what anything is. Just pick it and go. I'm not trying to drag this thing out all night.
Improv night.
Improv night. So it's Hannah and I on the mic. So I think she's number 14. So we're at like number 12. She disappears at Christmas Eve. And I'm like, where the hell did she go? And then we get to number 14. And I'm like, where are you, Hannah? Anybody seen Hannah? She's taking a dump or something. Like, where are you? What are you doing? So I can't find her. So the game grinds to a halt. So I walk outside. I go around the corner, and there's my beloved wife in the planter, vomiting in the planter on Christmas Eve. And
I'm sorry to laugh.
No, I go, what do you think I did? I go, oh, are you okay? Just like that. And there's a picture, if you're watching on the stream, there she is, leaned over, vomiting in the garden at her mom's house. Yeah. And so she was, and I thought to myself, let me see.
Nice of you to take the time to take a picture.
I did take a picture before I went and consoled her. You know that. You know that I was going to. Paulie.
Always thinking for the content.
If I get her, she's the first person to pee herself laughing about my injury. Trust me. So I got the picture, and then I went and consoled her, and she's like, I'm not doing well. She sucked it up. Not literally. She came back in, finished the white elephant, and then went straight to the car, and we went home, where she vomited on Christmas Eve for 6 straight hours. Now, here's the best part about my beloved wife. She says, I'm putting together some toys. I'm helping Santa put together some toys. And all I hear from the kitchen is, I was trying to be sensitive, but I'm not super sensitive. And I say, can you go to the bathroom? I'm begging you, because I'm gonna, if I hear it, it's coming out.
You didn't go, why don't you just go to bed and I will take over.
So I go, please go, I'm begging you to go to bed. She couldn't. She was so sick. And so she kept throwing up, finally got her to bed, you know, gave her a ginger ale or whatever and put her to sleep. And then I drank a glass of Maker's Mark and put together toys. But it was quite a scene. A lot of nausea, a little too much vomit for my likes over the break.
All right, so we have a new, I guess you'd call it in radio, we have a new clock that we're trying to stick to in 2025. You know New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
So it's time for us to take a little time out here. But when we come back, we'll tell you a little bit more about our new clock and how we've changed around some of our segments. We will also get into everything the Padres did while we were gone during the last 2 weeks.
When are you going to do that? What time?
We'll probably do that right at 6:35 or so when we come back.
All right, that'll be 6:35 to 6:37. We will knock out all the Padres news that you might have missed. And then we'll have to figure out something else to do after that.
Fair enough. First, though, we have a brand new sponsor on Ben & Woods this year. And when they asked you and I about it, I was like, I don't know about this.
I was too.
And then I heard more about Trust and Will and what they do. And I thought, okay, I don't need a will. I don't have that much to leave. It's fine. And then I just assumed things would just be obvious if the unthinkable happened. But I don't want to think about it.
That's right.
And then I learned that if you pass away without a will, even if you don't have a ton of stuff, the state then just decides what happens to all of your assets. It's called dying intestate.
Yeah.
And it's not good because all your loved ones could face like way extra taxes months or even like years before they can like settle your estate. It's bad.
And the last thing you want to do is have your kids and your wife end up in probate court for 2 years trying to get your $14,000 in savings or whatever you have.
And the solution is so simple because you can go online to trustandwill.com and create a plan. I did it over the break. It takes minutes,
like
literally.
15 minutes.
You don't have to make huge decisions.
No.
If you want to, you know, bequeath specific things, you can, or you can just say, hey, it all goes to my kids here, and then you free them up from having to worry about all the hassles if you do happen to pass away.
So when I was reading it, it said start 25 with a better peace of mind, and the minute I hit submit on mine, I had a better peace of mind because I know who's going to get all of my stuff, which, again, it's not a lot right now, but if I do go, I want it to be as easy on my family as possible.
So just use code San Diego for a 10% discount. Go to trustandwill.com. Learn about it. We'll be telling you more about it, obviously, as the days and weeks go on. But use that code San Diego. Get a 10% discount at trustandwill.com. And we'll be right back with more Ben & Woods. Saw a list of the most and least active teams over the offseason in Major League Baseball.
But we're not last.
No, we're not.
It's that's the Miami Marlins.
Zero. They have spent $0.
Zero.
0 cents.
$0 and 0 cents.
Keep crushing it, Miami.
That guy that is running them now, what's his name?
Peter Bendix.
He gives me the ick in so many ways.
They did hire a Dodger to manage them, though.
They did. So, yeah. They did. And he's got to be like, are we? This is new. Usually I just wave my magic wand and we get whoever we want.
From the team that spends billions to one that spends zero.
Zero. $0 and 0 cents so far. I mean, it's not
but
over.
To be fair, Padres aren't far behind on that list this offseason.
No.
And if you want to go back and recap everybody on what happened the last couple of weeks, all the big stuff that we missed roster-wise.
So
let's go ahead.
Well, you know, behind the scenes on the Ben & Woods program, we did have some discussions, and we talked about it before we left of, all right, so yes, we're on vacation, but, you know, the grind never stops. If something pops, of course we're going to jump on and do either a YouTube show or we'll come into the studio. If it's a big one, we'll do an hour or two and be there for
big
the audience. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you will hear from us. And we all kind of agreed that if something happens, we'll do it. And it has been, to say the least, very, very quiet and very slow. You're not even hearing really the rumors that you were hearing before we left. I mean, there was some pretty decent buzz around Dylan Cease, maybe to the Red Sox or the Orioles, and that's kind of gone by the wayside. And you just don't really have a sense of what they're going to do at this point. Now, they've added a bunch of minor league guys. Harold Chirino, C.J. Widger, Francisco Acuna, Trenton Brooks, Eduardo Nunez, Jose Espada, Miguel Alvarez, Cole Roederer, Moises Gomez, Logan Gillespie is a familiar name, Juan Nunez, Mason McCoy, a familiar name, and Jonathan Perlaza, and then they added Mike Brousseau, who was, I think, with the Brewers last? With the Brewers or the Rays? Now, he's played in the World Series. He's going to be a guy, you know, good bench piece, but other than that, man, it has been as slow as molasses, so I didn't feel too bad about taking 2 weeks off. I don't feel like we missed much.
No, although I've laughed a little bit because when I hear and fans have come up to me and going, they're not going to do anything this offseason, are they?
That's impossible.
Their 40-man roster, I think, is only at like 34 or something. They will fill up the roster. They will add some players. There will be some moves at some point. But clearly, they are waiting for the market to kind of flip on its head. They were not involved, at least to a big extent, in any of the top free agents this offseason. And, you know, if you had expected them to go out and sign a nine-figure contract, then you probably haven't been paying that close attention to what's been going on with the San Diego Padres, which takes us back to, I believe that, was it the day of the extravaganza, the day after?
It was the day after.
When we actually got the biggest news from the Padres during the break, and that was the reporting that John Seidler, the oldest brother of Peter, is becoming the team's new control person, pending approval from Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Eric Kinsenda had been there on an interim basis. We all knew that. There's some clause about the, you have to own a certain percent of the team.
15%.
So that then you can make decisions. And he was not there. And so they had to appoint, you know, a new point person. And I don't know. I don't know anything about John Seidler. Nothing. I know Tom Seidler really well. But I don't know anything about John. He has not made any public statements, no interviews or anything yet. Look, it was something that was 100% a necessity. If you wanted to get business going, you had to do it. But I have no idea his plans, his vision, if he shared did. I hope that he does. But Peter, you know, remains one in a billion, for now. And we'll see. We'll see what the Seidler family does with this moving forward. But yeah, I mean, that was definitely the only real headline we missed.
I'd like to think that there are certain traits that go across family lines and that there should be some similarities with hopefully Peter and, you know, coming from the same background, the same family, essentially. I know that John loves baseball. He has gotten into the Padres big time, and he's been down as part of the organization, a very silent part that we haven't met or known about. But they say he and his wife moved down here. They go to all the games. They've been really into it. But beyond that, you're right. We don't really know anything about John Seidler. You know, my guess is at some point, maybe during spring training, we'll learn a little bit more. But that's, you know, there are some owners who are very up front, and there are some owners that you barely ever hear from in professional sports, and we don't know what kind of owner and control person John Seidler is going to be for the San Diego Padres. So I'd like to say we have some answers for you, some clarity. We don't really. We're pretty much unraveling the same mystery as the rest of the Padres fans right now.
Yeah, you know, again, I do get the sense that any exciting new players that you're going to see on the San Diego Padres, I think it's going to be a while. I do. I think they're waiting it out. They're waiting out to see who goes, who doesn't go, who they can get for, you know, I don't want to use the bargain bin term, but, you know, see who they can grab that can be a difference maker. But I was talking to
guys aren't desperate right now.
No, they're not super desperate right now. They got some time, but you're getting there. I mean, once the clock strikes the new year and you're like, I don't have a deal. I mean, pitchers and catchers are less than a month away. So, like, you kind of want to know where you're going to be and all that. So, look, I have no problem with this strategy today. I have a problem with this strategy if we get to spring training and our starting left fielder is Mike Brousseau, or and our starting catcher is Luis Camposano and his backup is Brett Sullivan. That's when I have a problem with it. I guess you have no choice but to give them a little leeway and see what they can conjure up. I do feel like it will come from a trade. I do. I don't feel like it's going to be, you know, one of the remaining free agents out there.
I think for me, maybe the most optimistic thing that I've seen over the last 2 weeks is that Jerks and Profar hasn't signed anywhere and is still out there. That leads me to at least believe that he and the Padres are kind of dancing around something at this point. There hasn't been a lot of rumors, though. It's been pretty quiet on the Jurics in front. You know, when could that get done? Is that something the Padres are still pursuing? I would imagine that would be fairly high on their list of priorities if they can bring Jurickson back. We know what he's meant to the team. We know what the team has meant to him.
But
it's just a matter of dollars and cents at this point.
I did hear the Twins were offering, and again, this is all speculation, but I hear the Twins are interested. I hear the Yankees are interested. I hear there's a lot of teams interested in Jurickson Profar. But I think we all know what we're waiting
for. Yes, I agree.
You know, we all know exactly what the plan is.
I agree, and we will give you the update on the biggest prize of the offseason, and you know who that is, Padres fans, right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Just got a text from a buddy that said, according to Kotz, I don't know what Kotz is.
Kotz Contracts?
Is it Kotz Contracts? They are $6 million over the cap.
Yeah.
Until someone is moved, no additions.
It's not a cap, though.
It's not a cap.
Yeah, again, I don't know that it's going to be possible to get the Padres under the luxury tax, but it's okay if they're only a little bit over and it's not something, because they didn't go over last year, so the penalties aren't severe. They're not going to go way over. We know that.
They can't go way under either.
No, well, you know what I mean? There's no way they can go way under. They're going to be somewhere around the salary luxury tax level this, you know, going into the season.
Without doing anything,
they're already there. I don't expect them to blow way past it by adding, you know, $100 million in salary in the next 3 weeks.
I would love it.
So it's going to be so. It's going to be somewhere so there. Really, there's not that many players left to add that much in salary. I think logically, though, knowing that they were never going to make huge additions, it makes sense that they can't really formulate a great offseason plan without knowing what Roky Sasaki is going to do.
Yeah.
If you land Roky Sasaki, you have a very different plan than your plan if you don't land Roky Sasaki.
All right, let's play it through. All right. So if you land Roky Sasaki, it's great. You don't spend a ton of money. It's just your international bonus pool money, which you have, and you're getting more in how many days?
Nine days.
You're getting more in 9 days. So great. He has chosen you, and he comes here, and he slots right in your rotation. How do you fill what you need to fill, even if Roky signs with you? Because think about a rotation of Roky, Cease, King, who am I missing?
It's Darvish.
Darvish, Vasquez, whatever. Like
Waldron.
So you, what does that change? You still need a left fielder, and you still need a catcher, and you still don't have any money to get it.
Right,
so does that mean now you're flipping Arise or flipping Cease?
I think if you don't get Sasaki, you have to go out and get more starting pitching.
ASAP.
You probably do even if you get Sasaki, but it won't be quite as big of a priority. If you land Sasaki, because you know you've got him in your rotation, you might be able to spend a little more on bringing Jurickson back, or, you know, I think it just changes, you know, AJ's, the branches of his tree change.
Are you saying, like, if you get Sasaki, you're all in for 2025?
No, right. That's
and
the
if
thing.
You don't,
no,
you,
I just think
punting?
You, I just think you allocate your resources differently if you have Sasaki versus if you don't have Sasaki.
How are those resources going to change with Sasaki? Because it's a different pool of money. It's not like if you sign Roky, you get a windfall for signing him. You know, it actually costs you your international bonus pool money. You still need a left fielder. You still need a catcher. I don't think that changes.
But I don't know what AJ's...
Your budget's still the same.
I don't know what AJ's thinking, but it's possible if they get Sasaki, he feels more comfortable trading Dylan Cease, or he feels less comfortable trading Dylan Cease. I'm not sure what he's thinking, but clearly there's an impact to the Padres' plan if they get Sasaki or not.
Every other team that's made moves, they're still going to be in on Sasaki. Like, I just don't really see, I don't follow the logic totally.
Yeah, if the Dodgers are still in on Sasaki, but it doesn't change their plan at all. If they get Sasaki, they don't.
So why does it change our plan?
Well, then their plan goes to a 9-man rotation if they get him.
Because the Padres have way more, you know, financial constraints than other teams at this point. And they have to be very careful with the moves that they make.
You need a catcher.
You need a catcher.
You need a catcher, whether you sign Roky or not. You still need a catcher.
That money still has to come from somewhere, which, again, I'm not arguing with you. I agree in premise that, like, you sign Roky Sasaki, everything changes, right? But again, it's hard for me to go, oh, we got Roky Sasaki, but we traded Dylan Cease. There's 180 in it. I don't know what Roky's going to provide. I don't know that he's coming here. But if he does, all I look at it as, oh, cool, we got another starting pitcher to slot into a 6-man rotation, which is what we're going to do. Who's playing left? Who's catching?
Well, we did get an update from Joel Wolf, the agent representing Roky Sasaki during the break. He said 20 teams sent in detailed proposals to the Sasaki team. They narrowed that field down to an unknown number that were invited to Wolf's offices in Los Angeles to each make pitches in front of Sasaki. They were not allowed, according to Roky Sasaki's people, to bring any current players. So no Shohei Ohtani,
yeah,
no
Yu
Darvish, not part of, just GM, manager, pitching coach, and, you know, maybe a member of the health staff or something that went and spoke to Roky Sasaki and his team. The Padres were reportedly one of those teams. There has been four or five other teams, including the Dodgers, the Cubs, and the Mets, that have been definitely reported to have met with the team. Sasaki then went back to Japan, and that's kind of where they've left it. the possibility of coming and visiting cities, which I would imagine is going on this week, if it is, to see, you know, his finalists and, you know, what he really thinks of Petco Park, Dodger Stadium, Citi Field, you know, Wrigley Field. That could be going on as we speak, as he's trying to narrow it down. And Wolf said the decision will come between January 15th and January 23rd, when the posting window closes. So after the new money is in for 2025, the minor league bonus pools are in before the closing window on January 23rd. So we will know in between, you know, 9 and 17 days where Roky Sasaki is going to start his Major League Baseball career.
And is there a, because there was a cutoff for Hyesung Kim to sign from the KBO, and he signed with the Dodgers on the day that it was...
He posted earlier, he had cutoff, but again, he's not subject to the international bonus pools. He was
just a free agent.
He was just a free agent.
Okay. So with Roky Sasaki, is there a date like that he has to sign by?
23rd
is the date.
That's the date. Yeah.
So sometime between the 15th and the 23rd, yes, we will then know.
There is the thought that, you know, teams are allowed to trade for more bonus pool money.
Correct.
And if he doesn't make an announcement on January 15th or 16th, but all of a sudden you see the Padres or another team make like 3 trades to acquire more international bonus pool money,
that's a good sign.
You can be almost 100% sure that that's why. They're trying to build as big of a stockpile so that they can officially make that deal. And no one's going to, if they know that Sasaki's not coming, they're not going to, you know, trade a bunch of minor leaguers to acquire more pool money. So that could be one sign, but again, won't happen likely until Sasaki has let the team know where he's going, and that's going to come up. Sasaki said the reason he's coming over before he's 25 and can sign a huge deal is he wants to be great. He wants to be, you know, a player that has a legacy in Major League Baseball, and that requires starting your career as soon as possible.
Yep.
You know, think about Ichiro, who, you know, came over and ended up with over, 4,000 hits between the two, Japan and, you know, Major League Baseball. But he didn't start until he had already amassed, you know, many years in Japan. That's by starting earlier, you can create a bigger legacy, even though it may cost him money at the beginning of his career. He wants to get going, and he says, I'm picking the team that I think is going to help me get there to greatness. What does that mean? Could mean a whole lot of things. Obviously, you don't know what's going on in his head or in the heads of his team, but you know, we're all kind of waiting and hoping and keeping our fingers crossed that the Padres are right up there with the top choices.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't feel great about it, but that's kind of how I'm wired. You know, I don't want to say I've been disappointed by this team, because this team has surprised me many times, Benny, over the years that we've been covering them. This has been the weirdest kind of offseason so far. And, you know, you do get the sense, though, with Major League Baseball intervening in the next couple of years, potentially, with TV deals. I mean, the lack of a TV deal here has just, it's just hamstrung this team to no end. And it's hard to get around that, right? But you gotta find a solution. You have to find a way to still compete. And you cannot lose the momentum, as I've said many times, of 40,000 people packing Petco Park, rooting for this team. And I was driving around, thinking a lot about this team and last year, and you know, last year's gone. We have to focus on 25. And you know, you go over the core that's in your head and you go, yep, we can win ball games. There's a lot of projections right now that have the Padres as a playoff team. My negative side doesn't really see it right now. I do feel like we need more help.
I mean, what did you see last year though? They were coming off a much worse season. They shed $90 million in payroll and they had a great year.
But you cannot, in my opinion, you cannot expect that to happen
again.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
on paper, I think we all agree, but not as good as last year.
But they didn't.
Right now. Today.
You don't lose momentum in an offseason, in my mind. If you did, you would have lost it last offseason.
Yeah, agreed.
And they didn't. They did not lose that. So I expect Petco Park to be full when the season starts, no matter what moves they make.
Yep.
And then, I mean, if they end up having a terrible year after not doing much in the offseason, well, then you worry about losing some momentum. But next year, I'm not worried. People are going to be excited about Padres baseball. They've got good players that'll be on the field. And if they perform well, yeah, they absolutely could and should make the playoffs. If they have a bunch of injuries and there's not enough depth, yeah, the season could also fall apart. And that is a real concern for the Padres in 2025.
No, and Satan's Blowfish says there's no big deal TV deal coming. No, there's not. There's not some new cable conglomerate.
No local deal.
No local deal. But there,
that's what's killing me right now as a Padres fan is there's no light at the end of the tunnel right
there's
now.
There's not the promise of what the Dodgers get every year. There's not. That's not going to happen ever again, maybe in sports, you know, where, yeah, we'll pay you guys. What do they make a year before they sell a ticket? 150? Is that right?
TV? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Something
insane,
yeah.
Right? And so that's not coming. So we got to get that out of our head. But there will be a way to help alleviate some of the burden of not having any sort of TV deal. So I don't think the big one is coming. But yeah, man, it's not dire yet. I'm nervous, but I'm not feeling dire yet.
All right. There were some other moves in baseball while we were gone that we can talk about. Also, a couple of sad losses in the sports world. Some shout-outs to their families that we're going to get to. Tecon Woods will be returning in 2025. Just not at 7:10. We'll let you know about some of our schedule changes when we return as well. Hour number two of Ben and Woods next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.